Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 27th of April, 2015. Title, Where to Start. A person new to the industry was recently talking to me about their personal training plan for learning the ins and outs of manufacturing paper. Of course, they have a plan to take a few short courses, read some training materials, and watch some videos. Then they started talking to me about their self-designed, on-the-job training. I asked them where in the process they were starting. They told me they were starting at the wet end, more precisely stock prep, and moving through the process. I challenged this. I restated my mantra, which they already knew. The most important machine in any business is the invoice printer. Work to spin the invoice printer. Then I pointed out on the machine floor, the element that represents the invoice printer is the finished rolls of paper headed to the warehouse. These are the, quotes, invoice printer, end quotes. Make it spin. So start with the rolls coming off the winder. Are they what the customers want? Are they made and protected in such a way that the customer desires them and is willing to pay top dollar for them?
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Pappardello Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called SimulTweet. Pappardello's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Shirley, we have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Pappardello, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Pappardello for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
I suggested he spend a great deal of time in the dry-end testing lab. This is the first major stop in his quest. Learn every test. Learn what the testers know about building a reel of paper that will meet the test. Challenge them and learn everything they know, but go beyond that. Become more knowledgeable than the testers on what makes a great roll of saleable paper. Then as this person swims upstream on his journey of self-education, he should challenge everything he sees against this standard. How does this element on this machine help us consistently make tests in the dry-end lab? I'll submit this is a gauntlet we should put every machine through on a regular basis. I'll suggest if your machine is over 2 weeks old, there is some device on your machine that does not help you make the test in the dry-end lab. That device may be taking an extraordinary amount of focus and cost just to be maintained, a device that is useless to the bigger scheme of things. Granted, we have elements and equipment that don't help us make the test per se. They help with speed or fiber reduction or perhaps energy reduction. Yet everything must have a reason to exist, and the first bar to cross is the quality testing one. How does this thingamajig help us meet the testing requirements required by the customer? As for everything that does not pass the bar, so to speak, take it out and scrap it. This is just like housekeeping. In fact, it is a subset of housekeeping. Our objective in housekeeping is to remove everything that does not help us achieve the objectives on our site. Get it out of the way, scrap it, get it off the property so we spend no more time and treasure dealing with it. The first time you do a dry-end audit of your machine, the name I'll attach to the process described in this column, it will be a monstrous task. For you'll be amazed at how many things, devices, elements, and items on your machine have nothing to do with making quality paper at the highest possible rate of production. Once it is done, however, life will be much better, for the junk will be out of the way. Then I suggest you do it once a year thereafter. It will take less time to do, but it will still be quite valuable. Obsolete equipment, totes, pumps, and so forth cost you money. They are in the way of clearly seeing your process. They are safety and fire hazards. They can inadvertently cause downtime. Get rid of them. What do you think? Take a quick assessment of obsolete items in your facility and let us know what you find in your quiz this week. In our quiz this week. Be discreet. We don't want to embarrass you or cause any confidentiality breaches. You may take the quiz online. For safety this week, I'll emphasize that the obsolete elements and items still on site can be assured of providing one thing, a less safe place to work. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.